Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The South Carolina Supreme Court rejects Planned Parenthood's request to block the heartbeat law. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, the South Carolina Supreme Court declined a request recently by the abortion giant Planned Parenthood to stop the enforcement of the state's Fetal Heartbeat and Protection from Abortion Act while it considers arguments alleging that the law is unconstitutionally vague. That means that the state's 2023 Fetal Heartbeat Law continues to protect unborn children with beating hearts in South Carolina while the high court deliberates the matter.
You know, and here's an example. Planned Parenthood does not hide its agenda. It wants to continue to fund its pockets by killing children and harming women. It's very obvious. And when you look at their annual report, they try to make it sound like, oh, abortions are just like a small percentage. Well, no, that's wrong. They do that to fool people. Actually, a woman goes in, she gets several services, but the whole intent is to get an abortion. This is what they want to do, and they're going to continue to fight these laws that try and protect children and protect women.
You know, in Missouri, I read an article recently. It's really sad because Missouri was a pro-life state, and they had this constitutional amendment, and they lost it with a pro-abortion constitutional amendment to the state's constitution in November of 2024. And so recently, a judge in that particular state struck down a law in Missouri that essentially required certain kind of credentialing for the abortion doctors. And so now, for the first time in many years, they're doing an abortion. And the comments by some of these abortion advocates that this was a historic moment, because what they did was they invited a media source to come to an abortion clinic where a lady had the first abortion in Missouri in years.
Like they were celebrating it or something?
And they're celebrating how this was a wonderful, historic moment. This was like some historic, brave situation where it should be remembered in history. And what we're talking about is this lady took her child and killed it.
I mean, what if she brought her two-year-old and said, here, I don't want this child anymore. Could you please kill it? Would they still be celebrating?
I'm sure they would. Because, I mean, we've even seen, you know, people that say up to 2 years old, they shouldn't have personhood rights. Only when they're able to have more cognitive ability. The five state Supreme Court justices in this case, four of whom previously upheld the Fetal Heartbeat Act, and one newly elected member of the court, heard Planned Parenthood's argument from the lower court decision, ruling that upheld the heartbeat law. Planned Parenthood brought the case after the state Supreme Court previously upheld the 2023 law, but left open the question of exactly when the fetal heartbeat occurs.
You know, and this is just an example, Matt. I mean, we celebrated the overturning of Roe v. Wade in 2022. The Supreme Court overruled that unconstitutional law that had been in place. But they also sent it back to the states, very appropriately so. So now it's up to the states to fight this. But you still have judges, and in this case, justices, in place that are radical activists. I mean, we faced this with our Sandra Merrick case in California, judges that were biased toward Planned Parenthood, and so they rule in their favor.
Planned Parenthood brought the case in a situation here regarding the fetal heartbeat, but the previous decision by the state Supreme Court upheld the law, but they also said in the 2023 ruling, quote, "We leave for another day the meaning of fetal heartbeat and whether the statutory definition, cardiac activity, or the steady and repetitive rhythmic contraction of the fetal heart within the gestation sac refers to one period of time during a pregnancy or two separate periods of time." So that's the question that still remains open. The Chief Justice John Kittredge and Justices Flew, James, Hill, and all the previously ones upheld the 2023 fetal heartbeat law. The newly enacted justice joined the Supreme Court in 2024. So Planned Parenthood argued that the fetal heart is not a heart until after the ninth week of pregnancy, when the four heart chambers are formed, and therefore abortion should be legal through the ninth week of pregnancy.
Okay, that's a lie from the pit of hell, okay?
Well, in fact, you sent me something, Holly, I believe, someone did, I believe it was you, from a Planned Parenthood article that actually stated in their FAQs that the fetal heartbeat begins around 5 to 6 weeks. Mm. And Planned Parenthood acknowledged that. Now, in this case, they're saying, oh, no, it's actually not a real heart. It's not till the ninth week, so we need abortion up till 9 weeks. The largest killer of babies is Planned Parenthood. And so they want to continue the killing. They're wanting to continue killing children. You think about this. They're wanting to continue the slaughter of innocent children.
But you think about it. I mean, from the moment of conception, we know as believers, I mean, God talks about he knew you even before you were in the womb. From the moment of conception, we are a human being. Each of us was once in that position. So to say that, wait, my life was not of value then or 4 weeks in my mother's womb any different than now? It's absurd.
So Planned Parenthood is saying, well, you know what? Our abortion business has declined by 75% as a result of the Fetal Heartbeat Act. So we need to increase our abortion business. In other words, we need to increase the killing fields so that we can make more money killing children, because this heartbeat law at 6 weeks, you know what? That's hurting our business. Let's move it a few weeks, move it to 9 weeks. And therefore, we'll be okay. You know, Judge Koble's comprehensive 29-page order shredded the abortion industry's third attempt to strike down the law protecting the unborn child whose heartbeat can be detected generally by the sixth week of prenatal life. He cited 20 documented instances of the South Carolina General Assembly's understanding that the fetal heartbeat can be detected at least by the sixth week of the baby's life. He cited 60 instances of the state Supreme Court and circuit courts referring to the fetal heartbeat law as a 6 week limit that protects the unborn with a beating heart from death by abortion.
Well, you know, I look forward to the day when there is no longer any abortions, when Planned Parenthood is shut down, and maybe they have to start a car wash or something to make money. But this has got to stop. We cannot be a nation that kills our children.
Yeah, and I know this is, you know, it's a great decision that they did not allow the injunction, but the case is not final yet, so they refused to give this injunction pending appeal. But there's no indication how quickly a final decision will be rendered. But we're encouraged by Judge Koble's 29-page order that shredded the abortion industry. We're encouraged by their previous decision in 2023. And the absurdity of Planned Parenthood's argument that, no, the fetal heart really doesn't begin until the ninth week.
And, you know, we need to pray for these judges that are standing for life. You know they're under severe persecution for their stance. So they need our prayers and our support.
You know, this issue, we rejoiced in June of 2022 when the Dobbs decision was decided and Roe versus Wade and Planned Parenthood versus Casey was overturned. And the Supreme Court in that case actually cited to Liberty Counsel's brief that we filed on behalf of African-American and Hispanic organizations, talking about the racist and eugenic history of abortion, which is pretty clear and documented in its history. But then that good news then focused on the individual states. And so the battle has been on the state level. And so that's where our battle is. Instead of focusing on the final authority at the United States Supreme Court, which should never have been the final authority, but it was that way for nearly 50 years, from 73 to 2022. Now we have 50 state Supreme Courts that we have to battle. Mm-hmm. And so, unfortunately, some of these state Supreme Court justices have judges that are activists, and they have followed the example of the activist, former activist U.S. Supreme Court. And so some of these battles are on those levels, but some, like South Carolina, are more judicial constraint judges. So continue to pray for Liberty Counsel and our team. We are continuing to file briefs all over the country at the various state Supreme Courts with regards to this issue that has now spread to all 50 states.
And continue to pray for the, like I said earlier, continue to pray for those who are fighting for life. They definitely need our support, because the enemy does not want to protect children.
For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/life. That's lc.org/life. The battle is intense, but now we have an opportunity to defend life on all the different state levels. And now in Florida, for example, we see 23,000 babies who are now alive simply because this heartbeat law was passed in 2024. For more information, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.